May 10, 2021. It's a lot for Pedro show.
Thank you. I'm having a low down day. Nothing goes my way. And everything just breaks. My heart. But I don't cry my low down day. And I don't try my low down way. Don't hide my broken down face. I just don't cry my low down day. Sometimes I think I should. It would probably do me good to shed some tears instead of blood. I know there is no escape from this low-down fate. So I sit and I wait for the end of this low-down day.
Pedro Show, happy Monday. Started off with John Coltrane doing Black Pearls.
Nice.
Some of his last prestige stuff, huh? Tim Folger. Is it Folion?
Folion.
Like Y sound for the J, right?
Yeah, it's like a Y for the J.
Yeah, because in Spanish it's an H sound. In English it's a J sound, you know, or soft G. So just wanted, I didn't want to fuck it. It's probably Scandinavian, huh?
You know, I really don't know. Okay. A guy told me it was Prussian. Never been able to really find out.
Okay.
That's a guy, a Swiss friend of mine, the drummer in Half Jap, he goes, no, that's some Basque stuff, man.
It might be that, too. It might be all over. I know, actually, they say Basque is connected to the, but
oh, really?
But some of that Baltic, like Estonian, Finnish, it's connected to Hungary. You know, I think in the old days before borders and stuff, part of your identity was your language, so that's why. Anyway, you know, I was just curious. I didn't want to show disrespect by fucking up your name.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Anyway, from you, I played Low Down Day. Nice, happy song. Actually, a very beautiful song. And, you sure got a knack for the blues.
Oh, well, thanks, man.
Yeah, you do. But I always thought that. See, my first introduction to you is the $2 guitar and Steve Shelley.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I want to go before that, Tim. Let's please bring your earliest musical recollection.
I sent you a a Spastic Rhythm Tarts thing that was never released, but a friend of mine, David Livingston, posted it, so I got an MP3 from him. But there was, you know, there were bands in high school and stuff, but, you know, mostly cover bands and stuff like that. And then,
what about before, though? Like,
oh, man,
in the pad that you grew up, was there musical instruments?
There were no musical instruments. There was a piano later. I don't know why my mother knew how to, my mother was a singer in like high school, and she was really good. And I only found this out like shortly before she died, but she had got a full ride scholarship to Juilliard.
Wow.
And decided not to take it because trouble with her parents or something like that. And but she won a lot of state competitions. She was like a soprano, and she had she had perfect pitch, and she would you know, like I could tune my guitar to her and stuff. And she decided pretty early on that I was kind of tone deaf, and so there wasn't a whole lot of musical encouragement. And
what about so school?
That's kind of a drag.
Were you in the marching band? Were you in the choir at school?
No. None of that.
And what about the first record you bought yourself with your own money?
I think the first record I bought for myself was the Archies record.
And the first gig you went and saw?
The first gig I went and saw with live, like a rock band. And I don't
know
about...
No, just music. Music's music.
Music before then, I saw... I mean, the stuff I remember. You know, the stuff I remember...
Of course.
I remember seeing... I'm sure I saw some kind of... orchestra or something in my hometown.
So it's probably your parents probably brought you, right?
Something involved with school or something like that. And then I saw Woody Herman up at Interlochen play once. And that was pretty cool. I thought that was really cool.
What did he wield? He wielded the licorice stick.
Yes. But by that point, you know, the 70s, so it was kind of a sort of rocking ensemble.
Well, I think he called it the Thundering Herd, right?
Yes, the Thundering Herd, and it was, and I remember it was pretty impressive. And up there, the first like rock thing I saw was up there once when we were on vacation. We saw a road show of Jesus Christ Superstar, and it was in like a gymnasium, and we were sitting pretty close to the band, and I was just like, that really caught me, like that electric bass and you know, like I could see them doing stuff. I was pretty close.
Singer on the record was actually the Deep Purple guy.
Yeah, it was. This guy was not that
guy. Well, one of them, Ian Gillan.
Yeah. He's a good screamer.
He's a good singer too. He did that sweet child of time or something. I mean, there's like a scream solo in the middle of that moment.
He had a really nice scream.
So
yeah.
Tim, how'd you get on? If your mom thinks you ain't a music person, how did you get on the guitar? That's all you?
I liked it. I took some lessons when I was little. My mom bought me a guitar from, I think this was pretty typical of classical musicians. They're like, well, you're not much of a musician, have a guitar, you know.
There's anti-drummer jokes that go like that too.
Yeah. She got me a guitar from the Super X drugstore, which wasn't a very good it was a good drugstore, wasn't a very good guitar. But I got some lessons for a little bit from this very nice hippie lady that who was probably actually a hippie girl, and I was quite young, and she tried to teach me to play like Puff the Magic Dragon and stuff like that, and I couldn't really do it because the strings were so high and I just couldn't handle it. But then later I just kept sort of dicking with it, and then I decided to get some lessons later on, and I went and got some lessons, and I got an electric guitar.
Now, these lessons were different than the hippie lady lessons?
Yeah, these lessons were like, I remember he showed me how to play, that Kansas song. I remember we did that. I don't know, but there was some different stuff going on, and then I had a couple different teachers. One guy that looked exactly like Ocean Boulevard era Eric Clapton, and he was into that kind of stuff, and that was kind of funny. But he turned me on to some good stuff, like Blind Faith, and he would teach me to, you know, he was like, you should know how to play this and that. And so that I started to sort of get a little bit competent then.
So it was sort of like you bring him a record and hey, how do you play this song?
Yeah, well, he was like, he was kind of cool because he bailed out of the shop that I found him at, and he kept a couple students. One guy was the other guy in my band. And, but he was like, look, man, once I show you how to learn songs off of records, there's nothing else I can show you. You know, like then you're on your own. You can do it yourself, you know.
Okay. So maybe in a way he was trying to say, maybe you should start writing your own tunes.
Yeah, because your own songs are a lot easier to learn.
Yeah, maybe, unless you dream big time.
Yeah.
Look, I want to play Wake Up.
As I lay sleeping, you know I dreamed a dream. I held you in my arms, yeah. And you came to me and said, you said, wake up, motherfucker. Wake up, wake up. That bitch is gone. You held a book in your right hand, a book of love. That book again. I said, wake up, motherfucker. Wake up, wake up. That bitch is gone. Laying on my dying bed, I will dream, I'll dream of rising, getting up and walk again. I said, wake up, motherfucker. Wake up, wake up. That bitch is gone. Wake up, motherfucker. Wake up, that bitch is gone.
they said. But we all knew the truth. Snake oil is the only way to get a well-oiled snake. Maybe rebrand as Snake Juice.
Thank you. gonna play with my robots all through the black. Ain't no work at Ambrose or in Swiftlet tonight. Put you enough to tease of the industrial trial. Got no wicked trip of West Virginia for a while. I'm gonna. Play with my robot, walking out of bounds. Turn it to rest still, leave it on line. I'm gonna play with my robot. I'm through on that. Ain't no work at Ambrose, or it's Chipler tonight. Picking up some pieces of the industrial trial. Got no work in rent or in rent for a while. Turn my job for another line of products you can push. Leave it to the big guy. Just turn my job. I'm gonna play with my robot. Playing with my robot. Working on a bot. Send it to U.S. Steel. Leave it on lock. I'm gonna. Gonna play with my robot. I'll do this play. Ain't no work in average. Picking up the pieces of this god-awful industrial revolution. Got no work for anybody except robots. So I'm gonna play with my robot. I'm gonna work on that bomb. You got it. U.S. Steel. Move it on over. Anybody's luck. Pulling up the seats. Oh, he's just real dry. We got no ribbon thread in our western city for a while. It's really my job for another line of products. We're really trying to push now. We leave it to those big guys. I know what I want to do. I want to play with my robot. Working on this bomb. I want to send it to you.
Well, it's all right, but it's all wrong. Sometimes at night I can't believe that you are gone. But there it is, the empty bed, the missing piece, the ghost that lives inside you.
Started that chunk of music off with Tim Foyan doing Wake Up. Oh, Wake Up! It's got exclamation point.
Oh, yeah. I put the exclamation point on some of them and some of them not. I don't know what's going on there.
I caught this one. So, Wake Up! And then the pause after that from Italy. And I played, they asked me to do some bass. This is De La Luna de El Santo. And Santo, famous Mexican wrestler, right, with the mask and luchador, lucha libre. And some more bass from Watt on this SLWCC Watt project, Iowa City, with Sam Locke Ward. Great cat. Snake Juice. And his buddy Bob Bucko after that, with Door Locks from the Outside out of Dubuque, Iowa. Slomatics out of Northern Ireland, the running battle. Bombus Prendon, D.C. area, industrial trial. And finally, Tim Foyon with Ghost Ripper, which is a trippy title. Rippers and Pedro was slang for bong hits. Yeah, so, but, you know, Jack the Ripper, obviously, he wasn't doing bong hits. Maybe he was. Anyway, back to your story. Now, you said something about my band member was taking lessons from the same teacher. So you, I'm assuming, which is dangerous, I know, but you were in junior high or high school when you made a band?
Had a band in high school, yeah. Yeah, and I had a van, too. I had a van and a band.
That's so all you need. You're could, done.
We, yeah, what I was getting it together.
So what was his band called?
Oh, jeez. I think it was called the, okay, this is pretty sad. It was called the Group.
That's all right. Remember the England, the pop group? That's almost there.
Yeah. I love the pop group.
Yeah, I know. But I thought that name was so insane. And when I asked the singer about it, he goes, well, that's what we wanted to be. I said, that makes sense. Very, very literal. Okay, so the group and that guy who was taking lessons, there was two guitar guys?
There were two guitars in the band. I think there was, I don't think there was a bass. Man, it's hard to remember. Drummer, we had a keyboard for a while that would do bass parts, I think. I don't know how it worked.
Do you remember the first group gig? Gig of the group?
I remember a gig. I know we played more gigs. I remember a gig that, it was a long time ago, man.
Yeah, I know. Remember, it's the Watt for Pedro show. There are no hard questions and there are no wrong answers.
But I remember one gig I played where I had a broken leg, it was at like a pool, kind of like a pool hall downtown in Midland, and it was a very weird thing. It was like, and we were, you know, young, but they were letting us play there, because they served beer and stuff, and I remember this is totally off topic, but this guy talked to me at the show, and this was when so here's some disclosure. So in the 10th grade or whatever this was, you know, I had like a full perm kind of situation going on. And, but this guy talked to me, and he was kind of telling me that he worked for Satan and that he'd been at the recording of, Goat's Head Soup, and that he was trying to say, like, you know, I can do a deal with you. But I was like, I walked out of there, and of course this is, you know, a lot of weed and stuff, but I was like, wow, what's that guy, was that the devil? Did I meet the devil? You know, that kind of thing. Didn't take the deal though.
So you're telling me your haircut was like a sphere, little Bob Ross.
It was more like, trying to be, It was going for the Led Zeppelin look thing.
What, like Jimmy and Noel Redden and Mitch Mitchell and like the sphere, right?
No, it was not a fro. It was just a perm. It was like a curly.
Okay. We're getting veered off of the musical stuff, but yes, to me, like those kind of hair,
hairdos
have lots of curls. Eric Clapton even had one for a while. Everybody did, right?
Oh, yeah.
George Hurley in high school, his was the size of a beach ball. Right? Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dr. J, Julius Erving. You said Midland? Where was this?
Midland, Michigan, yeah.
Right. So that's the connect with Steve Shelley.
Yep.
Because he was in the Crucifix there.
He was in the Crucifix in East Lansing. But we both went to school. I didn't know him in school, but we both went to school in Midland.
Yeah.
And East Lansing was the closest place. East Lansing was about, I guess, 2 hours away, and that was the closest place you could go to see a punk rock show. So
yeah,
that's,
I know.
We'd make that drive.
The Spartans,
Yeah.
Magic Johnson. Michigan State.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But Midland, I know, because, you know, Michiganers, they'll show you their hand to show you.
Yep.
And Steve Shelley pointed right in the middle of his fucking palm.
Yep.
And that's how he ended up playing drums for Ron Ashton for that Velvet Goldmine thing.
Yeah.
And probably led to the Stooges reunion. Everything's connected, Tim.
Yes.
So, okay, now I understand a little bit. So was that first gig a success?
The first gig, I think, was a success as far as, I mean, it did what I think we set out to do, and I was happy about it. I was happy about doing it, you know, felt good.
Now, why didn't you join the Crucifix?
I was happy to be watching the Crucifix, and I actually had a pretty front row seat for all the interband problems. So
yeah, right.
Like, I heard that there was one of those bands you had to fight with your band.
Yeah, I heard there was a lot of drama in that band.
What was that?
I heard there was a lot of drama in that band.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, that's one reason why you get in a band, because you might have like a deficiency in drama.
Yeah.
You can get your fucking quota.
Yeah, you can get your quota. Yeah.
So what happens to the group?
The group, I think it was it's the funny thing is that guy, that other guitar player, he ended up in Steve's first real band, which was the No Zones, which was a three piece with Scott Fagerson, who was later in Crucifix. So that was the connection, but my band dissolved. I got more into just partying and stuff, and I was kind of sick of the. I think we just fell apart. I don't think there was much reason for it. It just sort of hit the end of its term, and I was sort of starting to get interested in different things, and that was pretty much the straight up cover band. So.
You okay, know. You guys weren't writing your own tunes, but you still want to pursue guitar, and what about composing? You start getting into that?
Not right away. I sort of, I was writing, okay, yeah. So I was writing like these little kind of, what they seem to me now like is little kind of weird gothy surf riffs in a way, but there's... And some of those are still in my head, you know, like those I remember. I can't remember anything else from them, but I remember some of those. And so I just sort of moved away from those people and started living a different kind of life, really. And then met up with Steve again later at a party, and he was in town. I was in town, and we were trying to, I think, play a Talking Heads record at a party that was mostly into, like, you know, Pink Floyd and stuff or something like that. I think that's how it happened.
So there was some party drama.
Yeah, more drama. Always a lot of, you know, like Midland was one of these towns where it was just, there was always, you couldn't go to a party or a kegger or something without there being some kind of usual fight or something, you know, that kind of thing. It was typical for... It's just normal. It wasn't, you know, but there was always something.
See that word normal? That's yeah. Why I'm scared of that fucking word. I am scared of that word. I hate it. But what about the next band you get into, Tim?
The next real band I got in was the Spastic Rhythm Tarts, and that was down in Kalamazoo. And it was a noise outfit that was myself, Mike Love, and Sherry Fight, who were a couple at the time, and they that was their real names. And it was, I played guitar, and Mike played bass, and Sherry sang. And but there were other, you know, sometimes I was shaking gravel in a big metal tube or something like that, you know, and it was pretty noisy, and we could like clear a basement really quickly. Like people did not want to have what we were putting down. You know, they were not interested.
Was it kind of experimental?
For the most part.
Was it kind of experimental?
Yeah, yeah. And I was writing for that. I wrote some lyrics for that.
But that's interesting, you know, because people want to pander, right? They want to be liked. They don't want to like put out stuff that's abrasive.
Well, this is what, you know, I found the punk rock, and we were into a certain thing like Slits, pop group, blah, 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 blah. And, a lot of English stuff, really. And we were, it was, Mike was a fairly, he was, you know, he sort of stood his ground in a lot of ways. So I remember the first time I met him, he had like clothes that were stenciled with like 999 and stuff, you know. He was like living.
Which is what you call emergency in England.
Yeah. And
so to have that, wearing that here is kind of like, yeah, kind of like saying cheers. I know people who say cheers to me.
Yeah.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour. May 10th, 2021 edition of Wild Pedro Show. Special guest, Tim Foyan. Hold tight for hour two. May 10th, 2021. It's the second hour of the Wild Pedro Show.
When you
Thank you. storm brewing. Oh yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
So real.
like a storybook, the last page is torn. You never find out how it ends. Like a dream that dies waiting to be born. You know it may not come again.
Pedro show, we start off the second hour. Tim Folian doing Remember Me. And Ben Salter out of Tasmania with Happy Birthday. Whatever the fuck that means. Dex Rom Weber duo. Great, great guitar man. A Flat Duo Jets was his band in the old days. Long Battle Coming. Had a drummer man called Crow. One of those bands without a bass, you can relate.
Yeah.
I can't. Up another mountain. Okay, more room in the boat. Okay. Fuck that poor lonely kick drum. Live for video stream, Dan Jones and the Squid. No, that's going to be the next music. It's Tommy Dahill out of Alaska with an Aonaron. Yeah, destroying Gaelic language. I'm very sorry. Tim Holos after that with Broke Ass Blues. Tim Folian. Finally with once. Okay, back to the story. So you're teamed up with, you're in Southern Michigan. Why? Because of the school there?
I moved down there and followed a girl down there.
Because I know there's
not really want anything to do with me anymore, but it got me down there.
Yeah, I remember because I played, you know, touring that, was it I-94, I-84?
Yeah.
Yeah, going across, right, and all those, there's all those towns, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, all that, yeah. And I know Gibsons were made there, and there's also a university, Southern Michigan, maybe. But, okay, so how long does this band, you know what, you gave me some of this music, but I ain't going to play it until the third hour, because I didn't know the chronology, but the Spasm Rhythm Tarts, we're going to play next hour. How long does this band last?
It lasts a few years. It lasts, you know, after I moved away, it kept going. It changed its name to Strange Fruit. But it, you know, like I got Steve down from East Lansing to play in that band. And so it changed a little bit. And then we, you know, actually did a 45 7-inch, and which was a pretty big deal. And then after I left the band, I was still on the record a little bit, but they did a 12-inch, a Strange Fruit called Sin Eater's Picnic, that was pretty spaced out and pretty cool, pretty weird stuff by and large. I still like it. And but it went a while into the 80s. Like, I think that project in some way or another lasted till maybe 85, maybe.
Well, it did, but you did.
I did not. No, I moved to Chicago.
And then what do you do in Chicago?
Chicago was a different girl.
Well, what about music wise?
and I moved down there, and then I wasn't really in bands in Chicago. I just did some home recording and did a lot of painting down there.
Now, would you have a four-track?
Yeah.
Okay. You still got the tapes of that stuff that you did? That was all Man Alone, right?
Yeah. And I still got some of that stuff that I've got to kind of unearth, because I've got stuff from there, and then I moved to Albuquerque, and I've got stuff from there, and then I moved to New Orleans, and I've got stuff from there. So there's like different, and some of that stuff came out on this cassette label called Old Gold in Atlanta that was, they weren't totally a cassette label, but they were at first. And, so I put out the Witch Hazelwood thing, which was a bunch of like Lee Hazelwood covers and that I recorded in New Orleans. So some of that stuff saw the light of day eventually.
But Albuquerque, Chicago, New Orleans, you don't get any bands. It's all just
music.
Well, no, that's all right. That's the way your musical life went. Because you were still doing music, right? You were doing it on your own.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sometimes, you know, you got to do that.
And when in Albuquerque, we had, I think I was getting, we got Sonic Youth there, and then once we got Firehose there at the university.
So you, well, I remember playing, well, not Albuquerque, but Tempe.
Yeah.
Tempe is
Albuquerque
Sun
was at
Devils.
The university.
It's a state school. The university in Arizona is in Tucson. Tucson. People don't realize that's the real old town. Phoenix was kind of created, you know, for the suburb. I want to play here, Tim. So you were helping put on gigs, too. Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I want to play the band you did with, another band you did with Steve Shelley, $2 Guitar. And this is my introduction to you. I'm going to play Bozo Shoes.
My friend.
for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with $2 guitar doing Bozo Shoes. And this was Tim and Steve Shelley. And it's my first introduction to you. Now, you knew Steve because, yeah, you're Midland guys. And you did music together. But how does the $2 guitar thing come about?
Well, I was living in New Orleans and things were getting pretty dark. And I'd see Steve when he was on tour. He'd come visit. And
oh, that's he, right. He's the new guy. Right, 25 years he was the new guy in Sonic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, he was, oh, God. And then he said, you know, you could move up to Hoboken. The apartments are cheap and stuff. And he actually found an apartment. And so I moved to someplace instead of moving away from places for the first time. And, got there and he originally I'd been working on still recording these things and he had started Smells Like Records and I played him one thing and he's like, that's weird enough. I'll put that out. So we put out a 45 and then we started, recording and working on songs and stuff like that. And then,
well, that first 45, he's actually not playing on. He just puts, it's your own music, just you.
You know, it's a really good question. I'll have to listen to it and tell you. I think it's just guitar and vocals, though.
Okay.
I haven't listened to that in a long time.
But it's called Tim Flohan. It's not a Flohan.
No, it's $2 guitar. It's
oh, it is two guitar. Guitar. So yep, the first yep. Okay. So the band actually starts without him.
Maybe. I cannot confirm or deny. And
where's the name come from? Was the guitar the name actually $2?
I'll tell you where the name is from. So I'm going to be able to remember everybody's name. Fred Brockman. There was a guitar. All right. I'm not going to be able to remember all the players right now. Jim Vincent set up a very cheap, like, global guitar, like a red guitar for I think, Fred Brockman for his birthday. So it was really cheap guitar, but he set it up really nice. And they left it in a car and, the guitar had cost $2 and somebody smashed the window, which of course cost a bazillion dollars to repair and to get the guitar and stole the guitar. It was down on like Houston or something like that. And that's where the $2 guitar story came from.
Okay. Okay. And so he might, Steve Shelley might be on the, but at least he made it happen, okay.
Totally.
But yeah. Then you guys start doing gigs and shit, right?
We started doing gigs. It was all real convoluted because we would do, you know, we did. I remember we did one opening for Blonde Redhead, and it was just some weird spotty things around that were, I think some of them were just Steve and me for a minute, and then. Then Dave Motamed got in the band. He had been in Cell. And right at the same time, I was doing tours with Half Japanese. And everything went, like, heated up right then when I moved back here. Because how that happened, that was through Steve. Because he goes, you know, you want to come along? I'm playing with Jad at Philadelphia. You know, you might as well bring your guitar. And I was like, okay. And Jad said to me, he said, I don't care what song you're playing, just so it's a song. So we did a whole set of of his hits, but me just playing whatever. And he seemed to like that. And so he asked me to go on tour and did that for a couple of years. And then there was the Boredoms thing where I got a, you know, like, Newgarden called me and said, can you drive for the Boredoms? I'm like, okay. And I wasn't a great driver and pretty good at getting lost. And and I was like, okay. And then Moto doesn't show up because he loses his passport. And so then like 3 days before the gigs, they're like, can you play guitar? And so then I'm learning that stuff and did that. And that was kind of crazy.
Seiji Yamamoto.
Yeah.
He's an incredible cat.
He is. Yeah.
And also I and Yoshimi and all, yeah, great Osaka band. Great cats.
Yeah.
But man, having to dance on your feet, I mean, having to like adapt to the sitch, right?
Yeah. And it really wasn't, you know, and it wasn't, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And it's, you know, and I still didn't know a lot about stuff in general. I was a big fan of the Boredoms, but I imagined that they were, I had not seen them. And so I kind of imagined that that was really, really, really inspired improv of some sort. And, of course, it's nothing like that at all.
There's all kinds of form, right?
Yeah. So
pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Look, Tim, we're at the end of the second hour, May 10, 2021 edition. What Pete Osher, special guest, Tim Foyan. Hold tight for hour three. May 10, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
intuitively you yield. Try holistic approaches. Give jaded face a voice as life encroaches. On your sanity, who will you be? What lies beyond the galaxies and the Milky Way? Can it help us through another day? Go out on crazy trips. Blind justice whispers through hallucinations. Reverses hopelessness, causes consternation. Discuss health issues, 50 at 5 p.m. Wiggle in their seats, what do you think of them? Money is their god. Questionable behavior, looking for truth, another Sunday savior. To the sky, butchers live and die. Feet are making souls, pushing us in holes. Fingers to the sky, pointing to the sun. Hoping for the good to conquer everyone. Catastrophes unfold. Stories untold. Writers' targets drift. One day, the next day off the cliff.
Fingers to the sky, butchers live and die. Feet are making souls, pushing us in holes. Fingers to the sky, pointing to the sun. Hoping for the good to come to everyone. Fingers to the sky, butchers live and die. We are making souls.
babe, and I just made your body too.
Pedro Show. Start off the third hour. Cat Power. Nude is the news. Cheer accident is Chicago Cats. Humboldt Park, actually. I think West Side. According to the Spiral, then Kalinich and Tiven out of Nashville. Fingers to the Sky. Sugoti. Three of those are Tuscans. And one is Tollum. Troop a Troop out of Poland with Unbelievable. Yeah, that Sugoti song. Drowning the Baffle Gab. Silver with Daddy. Rex with We All Need a Friend. And finally, Spastic Rhythm Tarts. There they are. Kalamazoo. Except by Death. Something live. This was a gig of you guys.
No, it was. It's just a. I don't know where that recording was, but it was. It could be called a studio recording.
Oh, okay. Because it sounded like people were like, maybe there was an audience in the studio.
It was. I think it might have been in. I think it was recorded. People might disagree with me, but I think it was recorded at the Clubhouse by Dave Rice in Detroit down there on Cass Corridor there. They had it was the L7 rehearsal space and Negative Approach.
We just had Otto on, and yeah, his movie Otto Bouge and John Ransom is big. What was his name? Yeah, maybe that was his name. He was in Laughing Hyenas too with Larissa. Larissa was L7.
Yeah.
My memory too, Tim, believe me. Yeah. So you helped Cat Power. That's why you gave me this song.
We were in Steve and I were
yeah, two we good dollar guitar
for her first Matador record and some stuff before that.
$2 guitar becomes a backup band for Sean and Cat
Power. Yeah. Yeah, we were doing a lot of that. Steve and I were doing a lot of that stuff in that area in the 90s. You know, when there was that craze of bands that didn't want a bass player? You know, they just wanted guitars. I know it's terrible. But I would play these guitar parts that were, you know, I had like one of those old 410 Fender basements, you know, like a silver face. And so
hold on. God.
Yeah, they would, Slater, Kinney, and all this. I mean, the original Cat was Dexter and his flat rhythm jet.
Yeah.
Duo jet.
That's
Crow.
One thing. But anyway,
he was kind of hearkening from a blues tradition.
Yeah. And so we would, you know, we try to make a balance there, but we did that for a number of people. So yeah, backed up a few people, but we toured with Sean quite a bit, did some, Europe and did some shows with her.
You know,
that was fun.
You know, I forgot to, say last, chunk was Thurston. And you are part of his first solo record with Steve Shelley.
Yeah.
So in a way, $2 guitar becomes a backing band for Thurston Moore's Psychic Hearts.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was great. And that was it was funny. That band was just a whole lot of fun. Like that band was really fun to play with. And, it had many, many weird, weird experiences with that band that were really great live experiences.
One thing you didn't have, though?
What's that?
The one thing you didn't have?
Bass player. But, you know, Thurston played bass on that record. He overdubbed.
I know. I heard some. It's really tiny.
He cheated.
It's really tiny, but there's some in there. I know. I don't know if every tune had it, but I hear it sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know, you played really great guitar to his stuff. You're very complimentary. That was really
well.
Good
it's funny because for 80% of that stuff, the gig was doubling him.
Right.
But I just did it sleazier, you know, and because he plays real straight, and I was just playing like, you know. But it was funny, and that's a great like really kind of. For a lot of that was pretty tight parameters, but I really enjoyed it. It was really, and you could play a groove as long as you wanted to, you know.
Tell me about Christina Rosen.
Rosenvinge? She, you know, she did a record with Lee from Sonic Youth, and then somehow I met her because I was hanging out down there on Murray Street with those people, and then I don't know, hit it off, started working with her, and she ended up being on some of my records. She's on the new record. I was on a few of her records.
Well, you gave me a tune I want to play as a stranger talk.
Yeah.
Someone does the one brings the dirt. crystal clear. Someone loves you. No backlash, no stir. The room was quiet. Quiet though deafening. Someone does it right. Someone does it right again. The drugs reflect.
Thank you. silent. Those lonely, lonely hours could turn to gold. It went to decades or gone. It's records and shows that keep you together. It's records and shows that taste as you shed. Never turns more than $5. Never turns more. Never church more. You greedy fucker. It's ravens and fear. It's both social and lonely affair. The shows that keep it together like glue. It's ravens and fear. It's but a social and lonely experiment. Those lonely hours could turn into gold. Might take decades. Those lonely hours.
závidím samo tebe.
Pedro show last music for this edition, Christina Rosenvinga, with As the Stranger Talks. Of course, this has got Tim Folian on it. They play on each other's records. What better gift can a musician give another musician except part of their music?
Yeah. And she, I mean, she's a real pro. You know, like she you know, she, well, maybe not. Maybe that's the deal. I don't know. But like, she was coming into town, and I had this record that had been sort of done, but it needed, you know, and I'd been trying to figure out how to do this. And I just asked her, I said, can you come over and just sing on this thing? And we did it in my crappy studio at my house. And she just, like, sussed it out on the spot, stacked some harmonies, wrote some parts, you know, and she just was so up for it with her, you know, she had, like, 3 days here or something, and she spent like in, you know, a good portion of the time doing that, and it was such a pleasure. And she was, you know, she's just ready, you know, a lot of people, they're just ready to go, you know, they're like, you want to do it? Sure, you know what I mean, that's a great thing. That's
yeah,
a really great thing.
Yeah, but for every one of those, there's 100 sitting on their hands asking you to feel sorry for them.
They want to get it right.
Yeah,
because
you
want
to make it
wanna,
happen. Yeah,
they
want to
wait till it's just right. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Get me a shovel. After that, we had Manuel Armida with a big old fucking piece here. This has got several parts to it. Someone does, skirts all gone, the crack and swings, hands up. Those lonely hours could turn into gold. Records and shows. Manuel Armida. He's living up in Yellowknife. That's not even the province, right? That's Northwest Territory. North Canada. Okay, Morgan Dell after that, Sad, Sad Trip. The Gyoto Monks, with part 2 or 3 of the B-side of their Tantric Choir Chants. Why Stakla, I think he's a Croatian cat, something live called Farewell. And finally, Mosquito Blues Implosion, part 2. Now, this nothing to do with John Spencer.
No, but it probably
although he don't use a bass player either.
They don't.
Boss Hogg does, though.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole thing, I'm glad that fucking fad went out of fashion.
Yeah.
I just always are thinking that poor, lonely kick drum.
Yeah, yeah. Some of that stuff doesn't, I don't know. I don't know what that was all about.
More room in
the
boat.
I think nobody wanted to haul the SVT.
What
it was all about.
Well, we got Class D amps now, right? And then we got neodymium speakers, So everything's getting littler and lighter. What's your next plans music-wise, Tim?
You know, I've got a weird record of odds and sides that are just experiments that turned into things that I'm going to put out a little later. But I don't know. You know, it seems like a wide open thing. Going to be able to start hanging at my little spot here, this gallery that I like to hang at that has music. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Open possibilities.
That.
Where can people find you on the internet?
I got a timfoljahn.com.
Okay, people. TimfoljahN.com. Check it out.
Yep.
This man has got an incredible legacy and lots of chapters in his musical book, novel, Work to Be, and it's full of possibilities. I got to thank you so much. When you get the next thing out, please come on the show. Let's play it and talk about it.
Oh, I'd love to. Okay. I'd love to.
Beautiful, brother.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Right back. People, it's been May 10, 2021. Dish Wap P. Russell, keep your powder dry.